Welcome to the Survival Prepper Show, where being labeled a crazy prepper is a badge of honor. Learn about disaster preparedness, survival, and get ready for whatever challenges might come your way. This is not your typical prepping podcast, and they won't be silenced by the censors. Here are your hosts, Duff and Dale.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show tonight. Little snafu in the beginning there. Well, a couple snafus in the beginning, but that's, you know, typical.
Dale lost his iPhone in the toilet.
Yeah, that's running around. I'm getting things together an hour beforehand and making sure all my ducks in a row, and it never fails. Like 5-6 minutes before the show starts, everything just goes foobar. So
you leave your phone in the bathroom. Is that how?
yeah. But you know what? Honestly, that's been my, well, last couple of weeks, because I've been doing so much with the bug allocation, doing so much with emails, and just so much crap that it's just nonstop. Plus, I just got a freeze dryer, so I've been doing that. A lot of fun, too, a harvest right. So just been crazy hectic and all sorts of crap. So this is kind of this is almost an escape, except for, you know, the 5 minutes before the show when everything goes to crap.
Right.
So at any rate, yeah, I just got a harvest right. I'm going to be doing a bunch of videos on that. It's pretty cool. We've done a lot of candy, done a lot of fruit so far, but haven't done what I want to do is test out like Hamburger Helper first and see how that works before I make one of my, put the time and effort into making my meal and then freeze drying it, because I don't want to ruin something that's really good. So I'll do a Hamburger Helper first.
So you're saying that your food's better than Hamburger Helper?
100 times better. Absolutely. I know what's in it. And two, it just tastes better. So, and then Lisa's making some spaghetti sauce right now, and I know that's fantastic. She got like 14 different meats in it. It's wonderful stuff. So I don't want to ruin that. But Harvest Ride is pretty cool, pretty fun. One last thing before we get into the show tonight. Beth was talking in the chat. She's asking about hearing our thoughts on the whole Hunter Biden stuff. There are a couple things we're going to talk about with that. This whole two-tier justice system. I saw something about Brinkman freed. Some that was, you know, they're trying to make a bigger story than it was. I want to get your thoughts on it. And then a few other things as well. Just a bunch of stuff today. We'll see what we get to, basically. Mm-hmm. But with the bug out location, I'm just a little over a week away from opening the doors to that. And it's absolutely fantastic. It's a lot of work, but I see how cool it actually is compared to when I look at the old one and I kind of cringe a little bit. It's fantastic. And the old one wasn't bad. It's just that this one is so much better. So make sure if you're interested in that, get on the wait list. Just go to thebugoutlocation.net or thebol.net. And then there's a banner right at the top of the website to get on the wait list. And then in a week, I'll be given a couple bonuses out. I am going to be doing a giveaway for members. I don't want to say what all the bonuses are yet. That'll be in the email list. But I will be doing a giveaway, though, where I'm going to be giving away one of these Legacy Foods beef dices, 19 servings, big old bag of beef dices, because I figure I can make my own now. And then a 72-hour kit, which is behind me here.
Glad you don't want to give away all your bonuses.
Well, no, this is just a contest. This isn't the bonuses. Huh? This is the contest for current members and anybody who signs up. So, but I'll also be giving a 72-hour kit away, which is $115, I believe. And it's 12,000 calories. So it's a 72-hour kit for two people, not one of these ones you'll get from these other people that have a few things of rice and oats or something like that in their oatmeal and rice and all that stuff. But and then a couple of t-shirts that I make at the SHTF shop, just a few different things. And possibly even, you know, if I make some cool stuff in the Harvest Right, maybe throw a couple of those in there as well. So a lot of cool stuff.
The Hamburger Helper, aren't you?
No, I'm not giving anybody Hamburger Helper. Now, if I make a really good meal myself, maybe I'll do that. But yeah, I'm not throwing out Hamburger Helper to anyone. No, that's just rude. But at any rate, it's very cool. It's turning out great, and it's going to be much better than the last bug out location, where it's more geared towards the beginning prepper. This is sort of an all encompassing. My vision for this is to have it for, you know, be valuable for everybody, regardless where you are in your preparedness journey. So that's the goal, and it's turning out fantastic. So At any rate, you got anything to add before we get into some of this stuff today?
No, everybody, just hey, smash the like button right here. So go ahead and hit that, please. Helps out.
Yeah, yeah. Liberated Lady said I made a can of I can make mean chili mac and use my own seasonings. I am gonna try that. I'm gonna try my my turn at like a Mountain House chili mac thing. I'm gonna see if I can make my own and see if it turns out about the same. So, all right. So let me get what do we got first here? Oh, I wanted before we get to the Hunter Biden stuff. This story, Mark. Brought this to my attention last week. Let me see if I can share the screen here. Mark brought this to my attention last week, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this because it's something that it's just an example of here we go, 1984, here we come. And this is New York City reached a settlement for $13.7 million. For the riot or the protesters, not the rioters, the protesters in New York City during all this George Floyd crap. Now, I get the fact that there is a difference between a rioter and a protester. But at some point, if you're out there, what it says in this article is they were trying to stop the people that were being violent, right? They're out there saying, oh, don't do this, don't do that. And they ended up getting caught up in the wash. Well, don't you sort of expect that if you choose to be out there with all the shitheads, don't you? The cops are just doing their job, right? What are your thoughts on that? And as far as them getting paid out as well?
Well, it's not shocking that they're getting paid out. I mean, that's what these big cities do, right? They love to pay people out for stuff that's social justice, right? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Come on. If you go to a protest that turns into a riot and you hang out, you know what's coming.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so yeah, that means it just makes sense for everything else that goes on. Let's give you some, you know, you go to a protest and you get jammed up because it turns into a riot. Let's give you that. We'll throw some, you know, reparations on top of that. We'll, you know, give you some universal basic income on top of that. Let's just get it all going.
Yeah. It pays to be a criminal these days, and not saying that these people were criminals, but when cops are out there doing their job, and it's almost maybe it's not obstruction of justice, but it's sort of the same type of thing. When they're out there doing their job, they don't have time to go through who the, you know, is this, what are this person's intentions, what are that person's intentions. They're just trying to get a problem solved, right? So if you choose to put yourself in that situation, I just don't, it's backwards to me. It's 1984 BS, because to pay these people out, you're almost incentivizing it, saying that they can go out, and then you're handcuffing the police officers as well, because when they got to go out there and try to protect these businesses that are burning down, they're going to wonder who they can, you know, who they can apprehend and who they can't and who they should, you know.
Well, I think too, and just like glancing through the article, like the one of the ladies said she was riding her bike, and the police van pulled up next to her, opened the door, and they grabbed her handlebars and dumped her on the ground, you know? And so there was a case, I don't recall which city it was in, where cops were like literally driving around, opening the door and shooting at protesters. Right. So, you know, it gets into the mess where you have, you know, the occasional cop or cops that go off the reservation and do stupid shit when this stuff, like, oh, well, yeah, we can do, you know, like, hey, let's escalate the way we're dealing with these people, you know? And so I think that some of that plays into it as well. But, you know, what they're showing now is like, hey, if you show up to a protest, you know, hang out for the lawsuit and get $10,000.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about getting paid to go protest. I mean, you know, you look back at the George Floyd riots and all that, you know, in DC and everywhere, and like they're having pallets of bricks just mysteriously show up in the protest area the day before the protests happen, right? So, you know, there's so many competing factors in this. I think, again, it just comes back to we, the people, are all losing out on this.
Yeah.
You know, the people aren't going out rioting. I mean, and let's not make any mistake about it, right? Because you're talking about CBS News. Let's not make any mistake about it. There's a protest and then there's a riot. And we know that what they were calling peaceful protests, well, by and large, they're mostly peaceful protests, were straight up fucking riots.
Yeah. 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 CNN is the one that coined the, you know, the peaceful protest thing. Yeah. And, but it seems that, especially in New York, I think even you know, it, even they're even outdoing California to some extent as far as the crime and all that. You know, they're kind of two totally different entities, but they're doing the same type of crazy crap.
Oh, but them, Chicago, all these cities are doing this shit.
Yeah. I mean, look, as far as crime goes, it's almost like you get away with whatever the hell you want. And there's no repercussions.
I wonder where that phrase came from. You can get away with murder. Right.
Unless
you're Daniel Penny, and then you're going to get tried for murder when you're trying to protect people on a subway from a crazy man who not only should have been locked up, but should have gotten the help he needed from the establishment when they had the multiple opportunities to help that dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's another example of where we've gone as a society, where it's almost like if you need to defend yourself, and it really depends on the state you live in on that. If you need to defend yourself, you really have to, I mean, you should anyway, but you really have to think twice, even if you're justified and it's that, you know, what's coming my way? Because these days you just don't know. There's so many different laws and rules and attorneys that are looking to make a point out of people that are defending themselves, and especially in New York and places.
Anytime you inject yourself into another person's problem, trying to be the good Samaritan or whatever it is, you open yourself up to liability at a minimum.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. This is going back like to the like early 90s. I had probably been a paramedic for a year. So we're talking 1990, give or take 91. And I stopped for a guy that rolled his car on the freeway and got ejected from the car. And the highway patrol guy didn't really know what he was doing. So I stopped. I ended up in court for 4 days as a witness because the guy's family, because the guy ended up dying. He was pretty much dead because he got tossed. And this was back in the days when you weren't really, you know, before seatbelt laws or early days of seatbelt laws. He got tossed out of the car. He wasn't wearing his seatbelt. And the family tried to sue Ford Motor Company. I got stuck in court for 4 days over that one, which was a huge pain in my ass. I had to take my, you know, go to spend the whole day, drive down to the court, deal with all the bullshit. Just because his family wants to sue Ford because somehow it was Ford's fault that he wasn't wearing his freaking seatbelt.
Yeah.
You know, so anytime you stop, it's something to think about. You know, everybody says, oh, you should always be the good Samaritan. I don't know. I mean, sure, you should always be the good Samaritan. But as the good Samaritan, you expect to get kicked in the balls.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
On some level. So.
And it's fostering that everybody just has their cell phone and they'd rather take pictures of the event and film it than actually get in there and help out. But at the same time,
we live in a society full of pussies, dude. I mean, this is the whole beta male thing. No one wants to step up. You know, I mean, that's part of the problem, right? You know, they want to blame gun violence and stuff on, you know, blame the guns. But when we were young, you didn't have all these mass shootings. I mean, there were some, but you didn't have all these mass shootings and stuff. Why? Because you know what kids did? They went to the park and they sorted their shit out after school.
Yeah.
You know, someone ended up getting a fucking ass beaten, and usually both sides ended up getting beat up a little bit, you know, but now it's like, you know, back in the early 2000s, what'd they start saying? If you're a kid in school and you threaten another kid in school with an ass beating, oh, you're making terroristic threats. Now we're going to prosecute you. Right. They took all the kids being kids out of this shit.
Yeah.
And so what have you seen? You've seen just this escalation in shit. And as we stop treating mental health, you know, they've backed up on that. The elites have created these fucking problems. They're creating the problems for us. And then they leverage it against us.
Yeah. 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 They make a point out of people that are actually, you know, still have those types of morals where I'm not going to sit back and watch somebody, you know, get the crap or get robbed or get whatever, or, you know, all of these different things. I'm not just going to sit back and film it and then stream it onto TikTok or whatever. I'm going to
let me ask you
there and help.
Look at most of the people in politics. Which one of the point out how many, what percentage of those people weren't fucking nerds in high school? Pretty much 95% were all a bunch of fucking nerds.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, and hey, I played Dungeons and Dragons. I was in the chess club. Like, I did all this stuff. And I also played football and did all the other shit. But most of them were fucking nerds. And so they're like, oh, no, we got to stop this. We got to, you know, it's the fourth turning. It's the cyclical society, you know, cycle of society. Right. The whole, you know, strong men make, you know, all that shit that we've talked about before. So
it's interesting because Lisa's daughter. Had a boyfriend a while. I mean, this was a long time ago in high school, And he was, his aspirations were to be a politician. And you're right about the whole, sort of a nerd, but not in the typical sense that you would think with the pocket protector and, you know, the guys just stick to themselves and, you know, just study and all that stuff. But it's weird because you can tell even at that age as a teenager that it takes that certain type of person to want to be a politician. And you could tell this dude, and they weren't boyfriend or girlfriend for very long. But they actually, you know, went pretty far until she figured out that he was a little bit of a weirdo, which, you know, go figure. But you can tell at a young age, it takes a certain type of person that wants to be a politician. And this was like the beginning stages of that. So when, you know, if he were to ever get to some place where he was actually had the opportunity to make some money under the table and things like that, I have no doubt in my mind that he would be just like the rest of the politicians. And that's what we have. There's probably one or two maybe in the whole set that aren't, you know,
I'll take it up even another level. It's not just nerds, right? Like, nerds know how to do shit, but they don't necessarily blame everybody else for their problem. It's the fucking it's the pussification of America, what we have going on. Right. Like everybody they tell people to take, basically are telling people to take pride in their victimhood. Right. Oh, you're all victims. Mm-hmm. You know? And what do? It's okay to yell at somebody when, you know, and go bananas and do all kinds of stupid shit, like have riots when they're insulting your fucking victimhood, instead of like, hey, make it a strength, figure out how to, you know, do better. Right. Yeah. How to turn your problem into a strength, or how to compensate by doing other shit that increases it. Now it's like, oh, you know what? You're fucked up with your blue hair and you got your fucking metal sticking out of your face all over the place and you're wearing your Antifa shit. Oh, yeah, that's not your fault. You know, it was like, you know, I think I've talked about before a couple of years ago when some little rich kid around here that was wearing all his Antifa shit tried to rip an American flag off of an Armenian car that they were doing a Trump train, and the Armo got out and fucking knocked the dude out and bounced his head off the concrete. And the mom wanted to blaming everybody else for the problem. It's like, why didn't you teach your kid not to go fuck with other people's shit? Like, no, he's the victim here. No, he's not. He's the problem. But that's what we're teaching everybody. That's why all these fucking Karens are trying to tell everybody, no, my kid's not responsible for their actions. They're victims. Yeah. It's all the other people that are the problem. No, it's not. We got things all, you know, walk outside now, you'll see cats fucking dogs and rain will be going up and all kinds of stupid shit's happening. Yeah. That's the society we live in.
Back in my day, that type of situation right there was called a lesson.
Yeah.
You go get your ass kicked, and then you next time you feel like doing that, you think twice about it. But these days, it's a prosecutable offense that the other people actually got offended by you going up there and taking their crap. And that's how backwards everything is these days.
You know, she didn't like it because 3 or 4 blocks from where that kid got his head bounced off the fucking sidewalk or the asphalt was a place where when I was 18 years old and I was getting drunk with buddies, I got in a fight with a dude and I shouldn't have been, I was stupid for doing it. I ended up getting fucking stabbed. Right? Like, you know what that taught me? Don't hang out on the fucking streets of LA and do stupid, get drunk and do stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, I could have just fucking died.
Yeah.
You know, but these, you know, and when my mom and dad found out, they weren't blaming the other dude. They're like, what the fuck were you doing, you idiot?
Yeah.
Right? But like all these Karens now, they want to blame everybody else for when something happens with their kid. So it's this non-personally responsible society. It's what preppers don't do, right? We're being preppers and we're being personally responsible. Like, I want to be ready to make sure that I'm ready in case something happens.
Yeah.
These are all the fuckers that are end up in the FEMA camps going, well, it's not my fault.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a really good point right there too, as far as how that correlates with preparedness, because yes, it's the guy's fault, right? If you were to go to court, the guy that stabbed you, that's wrong, right? He's going to get punished. But
he ended up getting killed like a few months later. He got stabbed in a gang fight and got killed.
Did he? Yeah. Karma. But as far as preparedness goes, yes, there's crap that goes on and there's crap that we should be really pissed about. But when it all comes down to it, you go home and your dad tells you, what the hell were you doing there? You know, mm-hmm. why did you put yourself in that situation? And that, as far as preparedness goes, that's what we need to figure out, or we need to be paying attention to. Yes, pay attention to all the stuff, but figure out, you know, our own crap and make sure that we're staying out of the situations like that, regardless what how right or wrong everything is. And these days, you have no idea what's right or wrong. So,
well, you do. But you don't know how it's going to be judged by society. The problem is they don't teach morals. They don't teach values anymore. It's like, oh, you're okay to be fucked up as long as you know, and not have any values, because it's not your fault. Like, none of this shit's your fault. That's what we teach these days. You know, it was, I think we were talking about, hey, everybody, we were over on Vision Preparedness's show earlier this week. So go over on YouTube and check out his show. It was a good time. We had a really good show.
That was a great show. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I got into a social media blow up over on LinkedIn, which is like totally a nerd thing to do. With these younger people, right? And they were like, you know, they're blaming their job market and everything on everybody else, like they're what they're making. And in talking with them, like, they're sitting there saying, all we get is 5 to 10% pay raises each year. They think they're being, like, you know, they're oppressed over their fucking pay. And it's like, dude. And they think that they're totally getting fucked on this. And I'm like, you know, the average American, if they're lucky, if they get a 3 to 5% pay raise each year.
Mm-hmm.
And so these kids today, they have no fucking idea. Like, they are getting set, getting sold such a shitty bill of goods by the woke left, by the establishment and all this shit that they're setting these kids up. The amount of red pills these kids are going to be chugging down in the next, you know, 5 to 15 years, the ones that don't go full retard on everything. They're going to be, you know, it's going to be like, holy fuck. Like, this is the way the world works. But they just think that everything's terrible. Like, they don't see, like, no, dude, you actually have it pretty good if you're getting 5 to 10% pay raises every year. Shit, when I was at the fire department, we had a great union representing us. If we got a 5% pay raise, we were thinking we're ballers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hell, I didn't have the greatest jobs in the world growing up, but if I got any sort of pay raise, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I do want to get to this Hunter Biden stuff, but you brought something up and I just want to touch on it real quick is with the, you know, generation Gen Z gets or Gen X. Gen X gets a lot of heat. Millennials get a lot of heat. But I really think that it's going to be Gen Z because of the way they've been coddled and trained, everything we've just been talking about, that really are going to just kind of hasten this whole decline, because they're so easily, I mean, they've been trained to think like this. So it's going to be super easy for these elites and for, you know, whoever, the politicians and all that, to just get them to go along blindly, because they have no idea getting stabbed, right? Getting punched in the face. They have no idea what that's like. They haven't learned any of those lessons. So they're going to go along blindly until, like, lemmings off a cliff, right? What do you think about Gen Z?
I think it's like the cycles of life, right? We talked about, like, with the four turnings and, you know, strong men make weak times kind of shit. I think the same thing happens with young people, right? When they, you know, when they grow up and they're in their late teens and 20s, they think they know it's the Dunning-Kruger effect, right? They think they know fucking everything. Exactly. And they don't know shit. And then, you know, as they go along, sure, some of them, I think, you know, especially ones that don't have to struggle as much, I think they might go down that road. But as soon as people start struggling, you know, they go get that fucking paycheck and they look at their money and they're like, wait, why is a third of my money going to taxes? More, depending on if you live in, you know, fuck knuckle California or New York or Chicago. Why is my stuff going to taxes? Wait, 3 months or 4 months out of my yearly work goes straight to the government. The more that happens, you know, I think you're going to see more and more of them convert. I think it's just the natural ebb and flow of things, man. And I think, you know, if you look at the number of Asians that are joining the conservative side of the house because they're getting fucked by universities and everything. You look mm-hmm. at the Hispanics, like, you know, it's kind of funny. The Democrats want to let all this, you know, all the borders go wide open, because they think they were getting their voting block. A lot of those Hispanics are turning conservative on their ass because they don't like the way things are going. So I think it's a, you know, it's kind of about like how much you're subjected to and how realistic you get with your view on everything.
Yeah. My concern is how far down the line does it get before these people start to wake up and see that, you know, oh crap, this is ridiculous. This isn't what the bill of goods I was sold. This is absolutely insane. And this isn't sustainable and all this is how far down the road are people getting before they realize that stuff and what sort of damage. I mean, you look at the damage that's been done, the things that we've been talking about the last couple of years because of this administration and because of the just overdrive, they're pushing this woke crap and this culture and all that. But it could be far worse. It, you know, if another day, this is a whole different can of worms. I do want to get into Hunter, but with the election, it could be, I mean, if we get four more years of this crap, which is highly likely or at least possible, it's not going anywhere. It's going further and further and further down this road. And if there's a Republican gets in there, all that's going to do is slow it down for a little bit. So it's not like we're going to reverse course.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, George Bush was a Republican. He got in there. It sped this shit up, right? The Patriot Act and everything else they put in there. So yeah. Again, I think it's a uniparty. I don't think you can plan on either side not doing something, right? You know, as much as people want to, you know, fucking suck Trump's dick, he's the first one that pushed in, you know, that approved all the, you know, the printing of money and stuff as the response to COVID. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, I saw somebody on Twitter, now X, I guess it's called, right? On Twitter yesterday going, oh, look. And like, he was all excited. Trump's going to like go after the establishment. And I'm like, you mean drain the swamp? Like that's that thing he's going to pull again. So I don't know. You know, I don't know that it matters whoever gets in there at this point with stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but I think the young people, again, we got to remember, we're not fighting left versus right in this. They're telling us that we're doing it. And that's the examples they give us. But we're fighting an elite versus the rest of us, right? They're choking the shit out of the middle class. We're all losing money. We know that the cost of food, the cost of fuel, the cost of the basic necessities of life have skyrocketed. You know, they use the cost performance index to hide that. We know all that skyrocket every time we go to the fucking supermarket. There's something I was looking at the other day. I'm like, you know, fuck, this thing's gone up again. Right. And so that's crushing the middle class. It's crushing the lower class. It's benefiting the upper class. So we're in a class struggle, you know? And I think when it comes to, you know, the red pilling and people getting like changing their views, look at the Jimmy Dores and the Glenn Greenwalds, right? Look at us. I mean, dude, you know, in 2000 and whatever, I was like, oh yeah, I think that Patriot Act because what would they sell the Patriot Act to us as? Go after all those shitty terrorists overseas, right? Like fuck them and their rights as long as we maintain our rights. And then they turned it inward on us, right? Like, you know, you go back 20 years. Yeah, I mean, I was so all bought in on all this bullshit that I went overseas for fucking 10 years, right? Like, so, and at some point, like, and now I'm like anti-government, anti all of this shit. Right. Yeah. So I think everybody's changing as everybody's dick gets squeezed by this. You know, I mean, you look at how many people were all on board with COVID, the COVID shit early on that are now going like, oh, fuck this. I think it more and more. There's a reason that 49% of registered voters and the voting bloc identify as independents. Right. And that's numbers going up. There's a reason like where a guy like Vivek Ramaswamy is showing up. And now I think he's, you know, depending on the poll you look at, he's number two in the Republican Party, right? He's a 37-year-old guy preaching like, hey, we need to slow all this shit down and go after it. So I think you're seeing a lot of change. It's just, here's the question. It's not about us because we already know if you look at 2020, and this is one of the reasons why we're not on YouTube, because if we got on YouTube, this would get shut down. But if you look at 2016 and 2020, both sides believed the election was stolen, right? So out of the last 10 years, both sides have said that they can't trust the electoral system or the election process. So moving into 2024, what do you think that either side is going to accept the results of the election, especially if there's open fuckery being played like there was in the last election?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting. Maybe we'll have to get into more detail about that next week, but I just my concern is they're with Hollywood, with politicians, with the schools, they're getting into the brains of all of these kids so much that they're until, you know, these kids get slapped in the face, until they go through these pains themselves, they're going to believe everything that's thrown at them until it just completely has to turn around, because everything has just gone so far off the rails. And it feels like we're there right now, but I don't think we're anywhere close to as far as we could be.
Oh no, we could go straight. We could go straight George Orwell shit. I mean, that's where we're heading.
Yeah, yeah. I would say it gets to that point before things start to turn around, because as long as it's convenient, people aren't going to complain. I saw something from DC Drano on Twitter or something, where he's talking about, or somebody else on Twitter talking about, people underestimate the frogs' ability to withstand the pot of boiling water. Basically saying that people underestimate how long people are going to be willing to put up with this type of crap. Well, and as long as it's convenient and it doesn't affect them personally.
The problem is too, everybody sees what happens when you stand up, right? If you're against the establishment, right? And I heard it was from a liberal podcast, but it was a guy that was talking about how, and he's done a study on how society changes and stuff. And he's like, we have to change. And he goes, that's going to come out of the conservative side, the Republican side, basically, I guess is what he was getting at. Because he's like, the Democrat side that used to be for all this social change and all that's the one that's all bought in on on the establishment piece now, or more or so. And so, what happens when you're the person that stands up and tries to get everybody else to Roger up and go for change? Whether you like Trump or not, the fourth indictment they're trying to get on this dude to prevent him from running for office. Jacob Chansley and all the other people, January 6th, where we know now that there were hundreds of feds in that crowd, that there were feds. They have videos of feds, committing violence and breaking shit at the Capitol.
And instigating. Yeah.
Right. And instigating it all. Like, we know that shit happened. I mean, I imagine the other side doesn't know, because they don't want to fucking look. But you're one of those people that says, hey, I'm going to do this. You know what's going to happen? They're going to bring the fucking sledgehammer down on you like they did with them. Oh, yeah, you didn't go in the Capitol, but you were there. Oh, we're going to get you for something. Right? What are they doing? They're trying to shut everybody's dissent down. They don't want anybody. It's some straight up fucking, where the Soviet Union might straight up kill you. You got to piss off Hillary and Bill before you really get killed. But where, what are they doing, man? They're throwing people in jail. Trespassing. Right. That's what they're charging people with for the Capitol thing. They're throwing them for trespassing in prison for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. Like, this is where we're at. Right. Like, you can go off in California, in Los Angeles, New York, and do all kinds of shit. And if you're a pro fucking Democrat or you're a homeless motherfucker, you can kill somebody and get released from jail. But if you wear a Buffalo hat and paint your head, fucking red, white, and blue, and get a tour by the Capitol Police, we're going to throw you in jail for years and hide the videos that exonerate you.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's exactly what's going on. And like you said, if you choose to actually pay attention to that, you'll see that stuff. But a lot of people, they see what the mainstream media tells them. They see what these articles tell them, and they just take it. Oh, this is the rational point of view. This is what must make sense. This must be what it is, because these people have told, the politicians have told these outlets that this is the story, so it's got to be this story, because they wouldn't lie to us. Yeah, they wouldn't tell you the truth either. Speaking of the truth, I want to get to Hunter Biden now. I saw the other day, he got sentenced harsher than I thought he was going to, which was kind of interesting. And we touched on this a little bit when we were talking to Vision. But basically what he got was probation. And I saw this and I wanted to, this, it's a little bit more concerning as far as what it could have been than I initially thought. Let me put this, let me just read, I'll just leave this up so people can read it. It's really long, but I wanted to read the one part about the facts of the plea agreement. And in this part right here says, so they put the facts in the plea agreement, but put their own non-prosecution agreement to the pretrial diversion agreement, effectively hiding the full scope of what DOJ was offering Hunter Biden was obtaining through these proceedings. Hunter's upside for this deal was vast immunity from further prosecution if he finished a couple of years of probation. Here's the kicker, though. The public wouldn't be any the wiser of because of it, this was clearly stated on the face of the plea agreement and would normally be that would be the case. Actually, it's the one I think it's that was the wrong paragraph. But they talked about how all of his overseas dealings. Maybe it's the paragraph before that or after that. But basically, they said if he pled to this plea deal, all of his overseas dealings, everything that all encompassing, basically, he couldn't get prosecuted for any of that crap going forward. So it wasn't the gun charge. It wasn't, the hookers and blow and all that crap. It was all this shady shit that I'm really concerned about. I could give a crap about some of this other stuff. But I think the other things have far-reaching implications, and that's why I'm concerned about it, because it implicates Joe, it implicates the whole Biden family. It could have far-reaching effects to all politicians. So was that your understanding of the plea agreement?
Yeah, they were trying to get him a pass on the Foreign Agents Registration Act. You're supposed to register. That's what they went after Michael Flynn, General Flynn about, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Going after him for being you're doing business with overseas people on the behest of the government and shit like that, or whatever it is. You're supposed to register with the government. What is any person who willfully violates any provision of the FARA or any regulation thereunder or in any registration statement or supplement thereunto, basically you get jammed up. Right. So that's what they were trying to go with him after. You know, it's interesting because we go after him on this gun charge, and that's what the law is. But, you know, at the same time, it's like we're all rooting for this. And at the same time, like, again, like that should be our inalienable rights to carry guns and do all this shit. Right. We shouldn't have to go down and fill out this form and do all this bullshit to get a law, you know, or to get a gun. And so they're hammering, oh, you lied on a government form. We shouldn't have the fucking form in the first place. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, you know, again, it's on this like this slippery slope. But, you know, if they're going to hammer everybody else on it, he needs to get hammered. But, yeah, it was another thing where they're trying to slip it through. It makes me wonder if the as the mainstream media is starting to heat up and go after Biden on his bullshit now, because I think they're going to try. It seems to me like they're going to try to go after Biden to clear the way for Gavin Newsom. Like the day they went after Biden, Gavin Newsom was having sponsored ads on Twitter. Right. Paid ads on Twitter. So. I think they're doing this to help clear the way to fuck with Trump as well. And they want to get these two dudes out of the way. And so it'll be interesting to see where it all goes.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. I sort of see that every once in a while now, especially like Biden's granddaughter, right? The seventh granddaughter, the media is actually going after him for that rather than giving him a pass. And he's kind of a shithead about that, you know, like, other people are as well. Is what I'm saying.
That's bread and circus, right? That's look at the shiny thing.
Yeah.
You know, everybody can say he's a shitty person for it. Sure. But, you know, at the same time, how many fucking broken families and all bullshit do we have in this country where some kid doesn't get fucking acknowledged or something like this?
Oh, yeah.
So they're using it to go after him and that. But, like, it's all the other shit, though, you know, the shit where he's actually breaking the law. I mean, you know, we talked about it on I think one of the other shows is how many watch whenever an alien story hits the fucking news and Congress starts doing shit on it, right? Look at what's happening that same day elsewhere, right? Oh, we got this aliens. They're letting us know that there's aliens, 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 aliens. And in the meantime, Hunter Biden's getting jammed up in court. And what's getting most of the traction on the media? An alien, a story about aliens.
Yeah.
And they weren't the illegal aliens. Like these were illegal aliens from space.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? What are you supposed to call illegal aliens these days again? I can't remember what the politically correct term is, but we should probably.
I don't know. I guess it depends if they go over a wall, they swim across the river. I guess one's a wall jumper, the other's a wetback. What do you want to fucking call it?
Yeah.
Right? And hey, I grew up with them in here in East LA. Like, I'm very sympathetic to the thing. We could fix the fucking illegal alien problem if we wanted to. Register everybody as a guest worker, give them a guest worker visa, track where they are, let them get an identification card and do all that. Hey, you're here for 10 years. You don't fuck up and cause any problems. All right, we'll get you a green card.
Yeah.
But no, they don't want to do that. Why? Because if they did that, they'd have to raise their fucking pay. And as Nancy Pelosi says, we need somebody to pick our fields.
Yeah.
Right. It's modern. It's modern. It's not slavery because they can leave, but the same way it's our version of modern slavery, right? They're giving the donor class. And I was driving out in a little more rural area of California about a week ago. You know what's out in the fields? A bunch of migrant workers out there picking shit. How many of those do you think were fucking registered here? How many of those do you think? And it's right on the side of the freeway. Any law enforcement person go right over there. Hey, let me see your shit. But they don't, because they don't want to fucking fix it, because it causes too many problems for their rich and elite people.
Yeah. It's interesting because it goes to with Hunter's granddaughter and all that. And I agree with everything you just said, but it goes to the dysfunction of his family that I was talking about before, and Hunter mm-hmm. Biden doing the things that he feels like he can just because he's a Biden, right? Joe Biden, any politician doing whatever they feel like they can, feeling like they're justified in anything they do because of who they are. And it's just insane. Grant, this chick may have been, I don't know who she is. I don't know what the relationship between him and Hunter is. I don't know why Joe Biden does not want to acknowledge her.
The chick was a stripper. My understanding, she was a stripper.
Shocker.
Yeah. Shocker. Well, I mean, let me ask you this, dude. If you see a family who his daughter has issues, right? There was her diary or whatever that got out, and people were talking about it a while ago that they worked really hard on suppressing, right? And she's fucked up, right? Hunter's all fucked up, and he loves to grab little kids and sniff their hair. What the fuck do you think was going on in that house? I don't know why these kids, why Hunter and all of them are all fucked up. Could it be that Joe's a fucking little kid hair sniffer and snuggled up in bed with him at night?
Something's crazy.
Would it fucking surprise me?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's a reason Hunter, you know, and obviously, yeah, he's responsible for his shit. There's a reason Hunter Biden is as fucked up as Hunter Biden is.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like that just, you know, that doesn't happen to most people by not having problems in the household, not having other problems.
Yeah.
You know,
so. It seems like the Biden family is like these reality TV shows, right? Where on camera, it's one way, but you go behind the scenes, completely different story. So Beth said in the chat too that you've been saying for a while that they're going to be going after Joe Biden, try to get rid of him. I'm starting to see more and more of that now. Now I don't know where that goes. I think it all depends on how much dickhead can surge in the polls or raise himself.
He isn't surging. I mean, the only people that want to vote for Joe Biden are hardcore Democrats. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people saying that shit, we shouldn't have voted for him in the first place. You got Robert Kennedy Jr. that kind of creeps up here and there. Again, it's the thing to remember is it's 49% are independents. But yeah, I mean, with Joe, I think it goes as far until they can get that dude to say he's not going to run or that he's going to resign. Right? I mean, dude, you want to talk about Zombieland? Did you see the shit with Dianne Feinstein? Where they're literally telling her why she's sitting there and they need her to vote on some shit. And her staff's like, vote aye. Vote. Like they have it on tape, like her saying, telling her how to vote. Cause she's so fucking mentally fucked now. She can't do it. You got Biden that's mentally fucked. You got who's the big, you know, looks like he came out of the Lord of the Rings. He was one of the fucking, the trolls, the guy out of Pennsylvania. This fucking clown here, Mitch McConnell.
Oh, Fetterman, yeah. And there's no audio to this. This is what
can hold a sentence.
What's that?
Fetterman can hold a sentence together. This dude here, Mitch McConnell, dude, this guy's having a fucking transient ischemic attack or a fucking stroke live on TV. And all of his fellow politicians are such cocksuckers, they don't even try to get this dude help.
Yeah. This is him literally standing at the podium for like 15 seconds, just staring off into the abyss.
Well, they show him the next day in a video, like giving an interview, like talking to some people as he's walking by. Dude, the left side of his fucking, his mouth's all droopy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a party of Weekend at Bernie's.
It is. Yeah. Look at it. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is because this post, let me minimize this. This shows a few of them. You were talking about Feinstein, Maxine Waters, Pelosi, all in their 80s and 90s. I mean, all these people are ancient. This is the geriatric White House that we have. And eventually, I put in this post that one way or another, they're going to be out of there. The damage, the question is how much damage will be done while they're in there and who succeeds them. But all these people, these are the people running the show. These geriatric.
Part of the problem right now is people are calling for age limits. I don't think you should have age limits. What we need to have that would stop all this bullshit is fucking term limits and have people that don't go vote for a brain dead motherfucker that has dementia.
Based on a name.
Fetterman, you know, fucking Biden. Like when Biden was running, there was a reason he stayed in his basement and he never campaigned because he can't put sentences together worth of shit unless they dope him up on a bunch of stuff. Right. We have all this shit happening. And people are going out and voting, right? So every motherfucker that voted for Biden, as much as they don't like Trump, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You voted for a guy with dementia to run the fucking country. Everyone that voted for Fetterman, you're a fucking idiot. Like, bottom line, you're like, you're a fucking oxygen thief.
Well, and that's the issue with all this, because the people that did evidently don't see or don't think it's got the impact that it does. And on top of that, it's more about, you know, you talked about there's very few people that want to vote for Biden, but there's a far more people that don't want to vote for Trump. There were more people that didn't want to vote for Dr. Oz for one reason or another. And they were both complete idiots, too. I'm not saying Oz was better. They were both complete idiots. But this is who you get with these.
I mean, and look what you get with Dr. Oz, right? You run an out-of-state guy in there just trying to get him into office. He was a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He was an idiot, too. And like, if you're the Republican Party and you can't run and you run a guy that's such a shitty candidate as Dr. Oz and you lose to a fucking goblin with a head injury. Yeah. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you finding me again? If we had term limits, this stuff would go away mostly.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Hey, guess what? After 4 years, you're gone, or 8 years, you're gone. And we got somebody, it would always be cycling new blood, but we don't have that. You know, it's these people that are writing the laws and changing the laws so they can stay into power for years. I mean, fuck, Congress should just put an old folks home sign out front, you know, make it smell like piss and have a bunch of people sitting around in fucking beds and you'd have a whole old folks home.
Yeah, I almost want to blame the people for actually putting these dickheads in there, because I want to show this real quick, because you were talking about Feinstein. I can't believe this woman. I'm just going to pull up some pictures here. This woman is. Oh, I got my ad blocker on, so I can't turn that on. This woman is. Let me see if I can open it in a new tab. She looks like a character out of Star Wars or some shit like that. And she's still in there. Why is it that somebody that probably can't put two sentences together still wants to be in there? Is it her, or is it the people around her that are forcing her? You got to stay in until this or until that.
I think at this point she doesn't have a fucking oar in the water. So it's just, she just happens, you know, she stayed so long that now she's in there and they're like, just do this. You know, they're pumping her along. And she does, you know, what'd you say she looked like?
Some bad character from Star Wars or something like that.
I think she looks like somebody if you went and opened up a crypt in Egypt and found a fucking mummy with head unwrapped. That's what she looks like.
The crypt keeper.
Yeah, she doesn't even know she's fucking dead yet. You know, and again, it gets back to if you treated your fucking parents like that, like how they've pushed them around and get them to do shit, you'd probably go to jail in some places for elder abuse.
Yeah, it is elder abuse. Yeah.
You know, and here they just keep rolling them out, like put them on a furniture dolly and roll them into the, you know, into the chamber to get a vote out from them.
That's the main thing. We don't want the other guy to get a vote. That's why they put Fetterman in there and Oz in there and let these geriatric, you know, stick him in the back room, put a diaper on him and send him out to the podium. They do that because they need, it's just that vote. That's all it is a freaking game. And it's America deserves better than that. But at the same time, America's the one electing these yahoos. Feinstein probably, all these local elections probably are pretty damn legitimate. So there's no, you know, cheating going on that Nancy Pelosi's in there every single time by a landslide. That's not cheating. Feinstein, Waters, I mean, all of these people. There's got to be a point when you say, hey, Grandpa, it's time to go home. We're not going to vote for you this time. But if they don't give you, if they don't give the people another option, what are they going to do?
But they've skewed the system so bad too, right? Like right now, you have to be a Republican or Democrat. On top of that, they put campaign finance shit in there, so it grossly benefits the people who are already in office, right? And so as a new person, it's really tough. And then there's just that barrier to entry. It's like to win the lowliest congressional seat, it's like $1 million minimum buy-in for a campaign.
Yeah.
So how many people have $1 million just laying around that they can throw at a campaign?
Yeah, not many. Yeah. You almost have to do Ramaswamy's fucking rich, but you almost have to do like him and JFK and just get that grassroots, that organic type, you know, name recognition and things like that.
Right. Look at AOC. Once AOC got in there, then what does she do?
Oh,
right? She wanted to hold all those people accountable and do all the bullshit she said she was going to do. And then what does she do? She gets in there, and because the purse strings are controlled by the Democratic National Committee for her, when it comes to her reelection financing, what does she do? She goes in there and votes lockstep with Nancy every time. She's not a fucking progressive. She's a hardcore Democrat, full on system, into the establishment.
She knew what she wanted and she got it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she knew how to get there. She knew what strings to pull. And now all she's got to do is make sure and try to stay in there. And it seems like the longer that they stay in there, the more that her name is on her voters, the people that voted her in, the longer her name is on the top of their head, the easier it is for them just to almost like just subconsciously AOC, because I don't want any of those damn Republicans in there.
The
AOC,
longer she's AOC. In there, the more she can, get bills that grease the skids of people in her voters and, for her donors.
Yeah. Yeah. It's freaking Hollywood. It's ridiculous. Or Hollywood. It is.
It all is, right?
Yeah. Hollywood, Washington, same shit these days. It really is. It's the capital in the Hunger Games. Like we were talking about with Vision the other day.
Yeah.
Back to Hunter Biden real quick, because this sort of confuses me. This is the first thing I've watched from Fox News in a long ass time. But this is a clip I saw from Jesse Waters. I want to play the first couple minutes of this, because what he talks about is how Hunter Biden, it's basically he had access to his father's bank accounts, and they're talking about offshore accounts. And I'm just wondering, I'll play the first couple of minutes of this clip and then you can answer, but why in the world would Hunter have access to Joe's accounts if it wasn't for some crazy shady stuff? I never had access to my mom's account. So let me play, unless you got something to add before I play this.
No, let's watch it.
Okay. Let me play this. The first couple of minutes of this anyway, it's a 11-minute clip. I'm not going to play the whole thing.
Family's net worth just tripled in value. James Comer, who's investigating the Biden family's corruption, said bank records indicate the Bidens took in $17 million in dirty overseas cash. But it looks like more bank records have come in, and we could be looking at a $50 million racket.
Based on the evidence I've seen so far, I think the number is going to be north of $50 million that we're talking about here. This will go down as one of the most politically corrupt presidents and families in U.S. history.
$50 million. Joe Biden bragged for decades that he was the poorest man in the Senate. How does someone without a business have $50 million? How does someone whose son doesn't have a real job have $50 million? How does someone who has two brothers who can't hold a job have $50 million? The only legit business we could find in the Biden family is Ashley Biden's sweatshirt company. And I don't think she's made $50 million selling hoodies. This is exactly why we need an impeachment inquiry, because it's challenging unwinding 20 shell companies over 10 years involving 10 Bidens and $50 million. At least $50 million. Remember, we're only beginning to receive these subpoenaed bank records.
So that's why when I said in the beginning that the stuff going on with Hunter Biden, this sort of stuff concerns me far more than the hookers and blow crap, right? Because mm-hmm. this is the stuff that directly implicates Joe Biden and the political machine, politicians in general. I'm sure you've talked about offshore accounts and stuff like that before. If you don't, and he said it in this video, if you don't have a legitimate business, what do you need an offshore account for? And the reason is shady.
Well, dude, I mean, let's go back, you know, like when we talk about influencing stuff, right? What was one of the reasons why they tried to impeach Trump that they did impeach him in the House, right? Right. Over a bad phone call about Ukraine. Right. What did a bunch of the stuff in Ukraine go down to? Burisma, Hunter Biden getting paid tons of money, Joe Biden's influence over there. But let's not forget who was in charge. Who was the point man for Ukraine under Obama? Was Joe Biden. Right. The 2014 coup where we inserted the government, basically. Right. So like this overseas stuff, it's totally corrupt that they have going on. It's been going on for a ton of time. They've weaponized it against Trump. They weaponize it constantly. The whole Ukraine stuff, you know, you talked about Sam Bankman-Fried earlier. You mentioned him.
Yeah. Right?
Where was he getting a bunch of the money laundered through? Ukraine. Right. Why did they let that dude out of jail right now? Or they're not going to prosecute him because the mighty powerhouse of the Bahamian government says you're not going to let you prosecute that. Like, we don't give a shit what any other countries say. But we don't want to piss off the Bahamians because they might fucking not let people go hang out on the beach. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, why is that? Because Sam Bankman-Fried was a huge political donor. Right. Because they don't want that shit to come out. They don't want to, he donated here. He donated. No, they're letting that dude fucking walk. The second biggest political donor to the Democratic Party, behind the number one behind George Soros. Oh, yeah, no, we can't prosecute you for any of that bullshit. Right? So all this stuff, the Ukraine, everything, the $50 million and plus, do you think it's only $50 million that the Bidens have been laundered?
No.
Probably not. You know, I mean, China gave Hunter a big, one of the guys there gave him a huge diamond ring. You got all these people buying his fucking paint by numbers bullshit, right? You know, I'll buy your fancy art and throw it up. Here's $1 million kind of shit. So yeah. the Biden family is crime inc. Dude, imagine if this shit were Trump or any of his kids. I mean, they'd be trying to burn that dude at the stake.
Is it because I guarantee you all politicians do this crap? You know, Obama, speaking of this, you know, don't go swimming in Obama's pond. Don't go swimming in his pool. There's a conspiracy theory right there. I don't know if I want to get into that, but all of these politicians do this kind of shady crap. I guarantee you a vast majority of them probably have bank accounts in the Cayman Islands. Is Joe Biden really that bad at it, or is he doing it more like on steroids compared to the rest of them? I mean, is it because he's in the spotlight right now? And he's got a son that just can't get his head straight.
I would probably say that no, he's not any different than the rest of them. I think they're all fucking pulling bullshit, right? But go to the Epstein list.
Right? Yeah.
None of those people are getting prosecuted. So it's the kind of thing like, hey, you're all on the inside club. You're a scumbag pedophile who loves, you know, playing games with other people's money and doing all that stuff. Well, then you're in the cool boys club and nothing's going to happen to you. I think the only reason why anything's happening to Biden right now is because the Democratic establishment wants him gone.
Yeah.
Right. They're trying to get him out of there. At least that's what it looks like. You know, they know he can't compete in a campaign. Like, that guy won't be able to hold his own on stage. I mean, he'll be out there shaking fucking hands with the air and right. And not even
cancer.
That fast. You know, he can't hold his own with a RFK Jr. or Ramaswamy or a fucking Trump.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so they know they're, and who's going to believe that they fucking get this, you know, this brain dead motherfucker elected again? What do they need? 10 pipes to break across the different, you know, major polling places so they can send everybody home and pull out ballots from underneath tablecloth, you know, tables. Yeah, I think they have a huge problem on their hand. And, you know, and a lot of people that supported him early on aren't going to support him again. So,
yeah,
I think that's what the difference is with this.
I think a lot of people that supported him early on were anti-Trump. That was the only freaking reason, because there was apprehension about him going into the election about, in his basement all the time, and how cognitively, how much is he actually going to be present? There were questions before he got in there. Now that he gets in there, everybody's making the excuses. Oh, he's fine. Bidenomics is fantastic. This and that. But if he, I think what the difference between him and Trump, like you said, they would go completely hardcore after Trump if he were to be doing anything like this. But with Biden, I think if they are trying to get him out, like you're talking about, it'll be, okay, we're going to have to do this if you don't get out of the way. Okay, we're going to go one step further if you don't get out of the way. And then once he does, they'll stop with their, the typical government inquiries and all that crap. Everything will stop. And everything will magically just disappear. The emails don't matter anymore. Benghazi doesn't matter anymore. Now that you're out of the way, none of that matters. Go about your dirty business and keep doing what you're doing. So
it's funny watching the Democrats on Twitter holler about Trump supposedly, talking about deleting emails. Well, that's what he went after because Hillary Clinton. Well, I think they have a problem, right? You look at the last election and he barely squeaked it out against Trump, when all things are considered. And this election, he's in a worse position. And even if they jam up Trump, I think they want Trump. I think that Trump's their best option for the Democrats.
Yeah,
to get somebody elected. Because if they run, because I don't think DeSantis is going to be around very long, right? Like that dude's just that guy is like a wet fucking turd on a morning lawn after your dog had a fucking bad night of eating some crazy shit, right? He's not doing it. And Ramaswamy is just fucking kicking everybody's ass. Like that guy is on everything. And so if they run Ramaswamy, what are you looking at? You're looking at because what's one of the big bitches, about people right now? We don't want to elect an old person, right? Well, Ramaswamy's 37 years old. He's a billionaire. He doesn't need fucking funding. He can do all of his own shit. Like that dude has an answer for everything. He's not going out there and just doing talking points like DeSantis is. He's actually going, this is what's going on, And so if you get Ramaswamy running against him, how are the fucking Democrats going to rationalize that one? Oh, we're going to vote for this old brain dead motherfucker against this 37 year old young dude, this young person of color, all like checks all the fucking boxes minus that he has an R in front of his name. Hell, the guy's even about legalized fucking pot. Right. Like, dude, like all the Democrat voting shit that Biden's against. Dude,
well, he doesn't list his pronouns either, though. So.
Who, Ramaswamy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there you go. Exactly. So I think that they're in a huge bind and that their only shot that they have is to get either Newsom or Michelle Obama, whether Michelle Obama wants to run, who the fuck knows. But Gavin Newsom does. And so people are going to, what are you going to do? Have Biden hang out in his fucking basement or, in the garage with all his illegal classified material in his Corvette and then not come out and say anything? If he doesn't come out and talk, what everybody's, And again, I think it gets back to 49% are independents.
Yeah.
If anybody can register with that independent, like reach out and connect with those independents, they're going to win the fucking election. And the other side of it is, if they keep playing their fuck around games, there's a lot of talk of RFK Jr. running as a third party. That's just going to strip fucking votes away.
Yeah, from both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it would be that. That's why, I get why people like Trump. I get the fact that they want Biden out of there. But that's what I want. I want this whole circus to freaking end. I mean, this is if this goes on for longer, it's just I'm going to have to. I don't know. I am going to be one of those homesteaders that just unplugs, gets completely off the grid and stops paying attention to any of this crap because it's insane. But I don't think Trump has the ability to do that because there is so much bad. He's got so much bad blood, whether it's fabricated, created by the Democrat Party, whatever the reason is. There are a lot of people that cannot stand his ass and will vote for a big pile of steaming poo, before they'll vote for him. Well, which is almost what they voted for in the first place.
When Trump did his he did a rally yesterday or the day before, and I was reading through all the comments on the Twitter threads about it. And dude, there were a lot of comments of people that said, I voted for Trump and vote both his first two elections, but I'm not voting for him again. So I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, dude, that guy still, I think he's like 60% in the, as far as the Republican Party polls go. So, you know, and you know, who knows when you get up there and it's, you have the choice of two, what do a lot of people do? They're going to vote for, they would vote for him over the, you know, over Biden. So who knows? And gets back to the third party candidate. Does Ramaswamy just continue supporting the Republican Party, or does he break away and say he's going to run as an independent? Does RFK Jr. come out and say they're going to run as independents?
Yeah.
You know, that would be a spoiler for either one.
Yeah. A lot can change, and a lot does change the closer you get to elections and stuff. Yeah. But I do think, like, right now, I'm just not so confident that he can. I'm confident he could win the nomination. That's almost a, you know, sort of a guarantee, unless Ramaswamy really steps up there. But I don't think the American public, because there's so much venom against that dude, I don't think they'd let him in there. But you know what? You never know. It depends on all the things that happen leading up to this that sway public opinion and all that. And
so you get ready to go to the polls in 2024. Your choice that's printed on the ballot is Joe Biden or Donald Trump. Where are you putting your vote, man?
I don't have a choice to put somebody else in.
Well, you can do a write-in.
Yeah,
that's what most people are going to do. Most people won't do. You know, most people don't do the write-in. They're going to look and say, "Yeah, you know what? I think a lot of people when it comes down to voting for Trump or Biden, a lot of people that are, you know, lean more conservative, or even independent." Would look at Trump and be like, yeah, I think he's bombastic. And I think he's, you know, he's a pain in the ass, but it's better than what we got. Like, hey, when Trump left off, you know, in the year, you know, that we had lowest unemployment, you know, some of the stuff that he talks about is true. Lowest unemployment, you know, pay was getting up there amongst, you know, the highest it was amongst minorities and all that stuff. And they submarined that. Right. So.
Yeah. And that's my point with him is, Or with this, what I was talking about earlier, not necessarily him, but when a Republican gets in there, it, at the very least, things slow down. Whereas with a Democrat in office, everything is, it's like the floodgates are open. So even though he did some bad things that were just boneheaded, like hiring the swamp to get rid of the swamp and all that crap, there were things he did that were good. And there were things that didn't happen because he was in there. And I think that's something that gets overlooked quite a bit. Whereas when Biden gets in there, it's full bore. Let's open the border. Let's, you know, you can call yourself whatever you want. We're going to get four transgenders in the office. We're going to get, you know, this and this and this. We're not going to hire any straight white males. We're not going to do any of this crap. We're going to be the administration of first. We don't care if you're qualified for the job. If you're the first person to do it, we're going to make sure you get the job.
Well, see, you mentioned everything slows down. We should have a government that's fucking bound up, right? Like our government should be tied up, not able to get shit done most times, unless it's really good for all the people. That goes back to the 17th Amendment. The 17th Amendment abolished the direct elect of senators, or it went to the direct elect of senators. Prior to that, senators were appointed by the states, right? And so, if it wasn't in the state's best interest, the senators would always shoot that shit down. That's the way our checks and balances are supposed to work. That's what they teach kids. Oh yeah, the senators are there as a check and a balance against, you know, all this other shit. Mm-hmm. If a senator didn't vote the way the state wanted, the state would recall that senator and say, you're out, put a new one in. Right. But what they went to direct elect a senator. So it turned into a popularity contest, and the states lost that check and balance. Prior to that, it was really difficult to get anything through the federal government, mm-hmm. because again, you had Congress supposedly representing the people, you know, the president representing the interests of the nation, and the senators representing those states. And so they would shut that shit down all the time. But now it's not so, because they're always running for a reelection. You know, they're always campaigning. They're beholding to special interests. They're beholding to the party.
Well, and I think that's and we've been talking about it sort of the whole show. I think that's a huge problem with the disconnect between politicians and the people is the amount of money. I forget who the politicians are, but a couple of them have put through this this act to restrict senators and congresspeople from voting or from trading, making trades and stuff like that. That's not going to go anywhere because that's how they make their damn money. I think if you were to do something like that, though, and restrict how much money, restrict the fact that change the rules so somebody like AOC can't get in there and less than 5 years later be a multimillionaire. Oh,
yeah. You shouldn't be able to make it. Here's the deal. And we would all need to get off the fucking stick of, you know, of how we look at politicians. We should pay I'd have no problem paying politicians like with as much money as we fuck around with.
Yeah, good
pay
money.
Politicians, let's pay them $500,000 a year. And when they get out, you're never allowed to work anywhere ever fucking again. And you get $500,000 a year in retirement, whatever. We spend a bunch of fucking money, but we should inhibit their ability to do any fucking work when they get out. Just like these senior level generals, right? Yeah. You know, like, I mean, you look at, you know, Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, that motherfucker's a board member for Raytheon. Weird that he would be supporting. I don't know if he's still a board member. He was before he took over the Secretary of Defense job. Weird that he would be all in about having a war in Ukraine where we run through all of our ammunition and the big weapons manufacturers have to build a ton more weapons and ammunition. Right? Like, no, you're not allowed to work, man. Sorry. And you know what? And if you're really into being a politician, you'd say, okay, that's all right. Like, fine. Like, you know, hey, I get $500,000 a year to live on a retirement. Like, you're okay. You know, like they there's a way they could figure that one out. But again, we get back to why won't the fucking Congress and the, you know, and all these people vote for push a bill in for term limits and actually all vote yes. Because they know all the Americans want it. The 70%, I guarantee it's probably 70%+ of Americans want fucking term limits. Why won't they do it? Because it hurts their power, it hurts their fucking money, it hurts all their bullshit.
Yeah. Why would they shoot themselves in the foot, basically?
You know? Exactly.
They can do whatever the hell they want. It's just, I don't know. I guess that's just politics all over the world. That's the way it is. But whatever we could do to make them more accountable to the people, because they're not anymore. And I don't know. I don't know what it was like 100 years ago. I wasn't around, but they are not, they could give a shit about what we want. It's more about how they enrich themselves, how they do their, you know, help their buddies. I remember when we first started the show a couple months in when Biden was looking to get elected, or maybe it was right after he got elected. You had a website that we had talked about in a video that had Lloyd Austin, it had Blinken, all of these people and where they were currently at, where Biden was, you know, going to be putting these people in his cabinet. And this was before they were in there. So we were going where they were working, guys. Yeah. And then 2 months later, boom, there you go. So it's all about who you know, what position you're in, how you can help this person, that person. And it all, you know, goes back and forth. You know, the senators, it's the iron triangle we've talked about in the last few times. You know, that money just goes around there. And meanwhile, we're out here trying to get just trying to feed the family.
Well, hey, here's a couple of terms for you. Which one do you think fits? Plutocracy, right? A plutocracy is a society that is ruled or controlled by people of great wealth or income, right? The first use of the term dates to 1631. Oligarchy. Oligarchy refers to a form of government where power is held by a small number of individuals or families, right? Again, that comes out of the Greeks, right? Like,
There's two out of two.
I don't hear, when we look at us, we're not a representative republic anymore, a constitutional republic. We try to say that, but they've twisted the laws and stuff. We're not a constitutional republic. We're damn sure we've never been a democracy, and they keep trying to throw the term around like we're a democracy. We've never fucking been a democracy. They didn't want us to be a democracy when they wrote the Constitution.
Yeah.
Right. And they wrote everything. So we're anything but what they tell us that we are. Right. Again, this is, I think we talked about earlier. I know we talked about Envision. I was on another show as I was over on the Spotter Up show YouTube channel yesterday. And we're in a class war. We got to stop thinking that you fucking liberals, you Democrats, we should probably say you fucking Democrats, but it's the uniparty. It's the fucking establishment. That's the problem. Yeah. Right? It's an us versus them, and everything they're doing right now is to drain and kill. They've about killed the middle class.
Yeah.
Right. If you consider yourself middle class, look at where you are in the big scheme of things right now. Right. I mean, I can't remember what the number is, but the majority of Americans, if they had a financial problem right now, or they needed, they couldn't put their hands on $1,000 to bail themselves out of a fucking shithole. Mm-hmm. And when I say put their hand on, I don't mean going and tapping into credit cards. Like, they don't have $1,000 to do that.
Yeah.
Most fucking Americans are one major medical problem away from bankruptcy.
Yeah. That's where they, that's the way they want it too.
You know, and then we sit here and we fight over this, you know, we get in these fights over that shit, you know, and it's, we're in a class struggle. This is like Marie Antoinette time. This is like French Revolution. Why did we, you know, when you look at when we had the American Revolution, that was a class war. You had the aristocracy, the king and all that fuck of England was playing fuck around games. And all everybody else like, no, we're done with you. Same thing happened in the French Revolution. Right. And so, you know, again, like, hey, I hope we have a peaceful, you know, return to benevolent leadership. But I don't see it happening. No, we're in fucking scary fucking times. And if it doesn't have, you know, 2024, imagine Gavin Newsom gets elected. How the fuck do you think that's going to go? I mean, you're talking about the governor that put in a law that doctors aren't allowed to basically be a doctor. They have to go by whatever the fucking state tells them is the thing, right? Like they have to go along with the narrative. I mean, he's the one that puts all this shit in, you know? So look at everything he's fucking done. Imagine that dude as president.
I hear that dude open his mouth half the time, and I can't believe that people buy the shit that's coming out of it. But then I remember how crazy people in California are that sit on the coast, not all people in California, but people on the coast, those big cities, love that crap. And it just, that is scary right there. That is like acceptable and normal. Lisa watches The Price is Right every once in a while, right? When she's home during the week. I still see, and I don't know how far pre-recorded they are and all that, still see people wearing masks and having the audience separated. Oh, there's like 10 people there. And
I'm in Los Angeles, man. And every day I go out there, people wear a mask. I go into stores. They're like, there'll be parents running around the store with their kids all masked up, wearing their N95 masks. And there's an old theater here in town. It's like a 100-year-old theater, and it was closed for a bunch of years because it's an old school theater. It doesn't have the fancy recliner seats and all that. But they opened it up here, and so it's actually tied into a video store. So pretty much every night they show some sort of old, and when I say old movie, like, you know, not just all black and whites, like they'll show like, you know, movies from like 20 years ago that were popular and people like to watch. So I went with a buddy that I grew up with. We went to watch Heat. Like, hey, let's go. I've never seen Heat on the big screen. Let's go see Heat on the big screen. So we go in there, dude, and they're like, they're a bunch of people rolling around their masks. You know what they all look like? Fucking terrified. Like, oh my God, what if, you know, I might get something here. And it's like, no, they're still pushing vaccines. They just had a, I want to say it was out of Switzerland or one of the Scandinavian countries that came out and said, and now like it wasn't causing heart attacks and all that, but the boosters, and I think they were looking at the Moderna booster, that one out of 35 people that took that booster had some sort of cardiac event, whether it was releasing cardiac cells that call troponins when you have a heart attack and stuff, but like where it was recognizable that it was causing an impact to the heart. One out of 35. And you got people out here still lining up to get their fucking boosters. You're like, oh, gotta, you know, do our part. And the worst part is they literally think they're doing their part. They think that everybody else is a bunch of fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And that's what concerns me. Beth said in the chat, Gavin Newsom will never be elected. I sure hope not, because to me, that seems like, you know how, you know, COVID leaked from a lab? This would be like California leaking from the lab and infecting the whole United States, because the things that come out of that dude's mouth, it just seem batshit crazy to me. And hopefully they do to enough people in this country as well, because California really is its own alternative reality. The things that they do, and I'm talking coastal cities. I know there's a lot of parts of California that are just like us, but the big population centers, it seems like, and they're Gavin bad Newsom all over the place, but California seems 10 times worse.
Gavin Newsom would win every fucking blue state out there. And he has the gift, and that guy, and he can sit up there and talk, and he has fan, you know, he has a pointy nose and fucking, you know, he has fucking nice hair, and he, and people, and these fucksticks want to listen to that guy. Like to say that he wouldn't get elected, I think you should think that he stands a good chance of getting elected. They elected fucking Joe Biden. They elected Joe Biden, who didn't come out of his fucking basement. Who couldn't barely put a sentence together. Again, it goes back to, we talked about Fetterman, right? They elected fucking Fetterman, right? You know, I mean, yeah, I think the guy, if the guy ran, I think he would stand just as good a chance, if not better than Joe Biden, of getting reelected. And right now, if Joe Biden runs, there's a chance that motherfucker might get reelected again. That's what, you know, we're talking about. So yeah, I think Gavin Newsom could very easily win it. Now, hopefully people would say, no, look at what you've done. But I don't know.
Well, and Joe Biden lies every time he opens his mouth. I mean, if you can understand him anyway, he lies all the time. But Gavin Newsom, it's like he's got zero. He gives zero shits about what comes out of his mouth. If it furthers his point, he doesn't give a crap about how truthful it is or whatever. That's what concerns me about him, because anytime he makes a statement about guns, anytime he makes a statement about a whole bunch of different, you know, social issues, the whether it's based in reality or not really doesn't matter. It's how many people are going to buy the shit that he's selling without researching it, without looking it up. And that's what concerns me, because a lot of Americans, they're just, you know, they're buying the nice, fancy, the feel goods. You know, they don't care about the other stuff. They want the feel goods. And if this person says it, then it's probably true. And if this person is saying it, then it's probably a conspiracy theory. So that's what concerns me about him, because he's got that charisma, and he's a snake. What does Dave Rubin call him? The lizard king, or something know. Like that.
I'm not a big Dave Rubin fan, but I'm not really sure. But I'm looking here, and a Quinnipiac poll released in March found that Gavin Newsom had a 44% approval rating. Right.
What is Biden around 40?
I don't even think I think Biden's in the 30s. Yeah.
Yeah. That's sad for the country that is the case. I mean, I get being progressive, being liberal, having that sort of mindset. But at some point, it's the same thing on the conservative side, right? At some point, there's too much is too much, right? You got to back off from somebody that's going to the extreme. And I think he is one of those people that will put this machine that's already in overdrive in, like when you watch Fast and Furious, they're already going 150 miles an hour, and then they'll cut to them shifting into fourth gear and going faster. That's what this is going to be. It'll just be even worse. Like, yeah. I said, California infecting infecting a country at the federal level.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and again, it gets back to, I mean, maybe he wouldn't win if you trust elections. But do you trust the elections anymore?
Yeah.
Right. Like, I don't.
I am, if I'm a Democrat, for now anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, but then again, if you're a 2016 Democrat that wanted Hillary Clinton to win, you'd say, oh no, the election was stolen. Right. So, you know, does anybody trust me? And that's one of the scary parts about 2024 and maybe the next election after that. Right. Neither side is going to accept the results if their side loses.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so that's where we're at now. No one's ever going to accept it. So at what point does the rhetoric, because you have it goes through a cycle, rhetoric, right? Just the standard bullshit political rhetoric that turns into violent rhetoric. And we have violent rhetoric going on now, turns into violence. At what point does the violence start happening?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, dude, like you look at the summer of burning love that they did, and all the riots that they had. The minute a Republican gets back in there, watch what happens in summertime. Watch what happens with riots and protests. Isn't it interesting that when Biden got elected, oh yeah, everything's great. All that went away.
Yep. Nothing.
Yeah, you're quiet. Yep. No one's leaving pallets of bricks on the side of the road, you know, like, no. So again, well, I don't know.
But the scary, dangerous people are those damn conservatives.
Yeah. Terrible people.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man. Well, I think we are going to get out of here tonight. I appreciate everyone joining in tonight. One last thing, like I said, or in the very beginning of the show, I've got the bug out location, getting really close to launching that website. I'm going to be putting out some emails here in the next week or so, let everybody know what's going on, what to expect. Got some a few little bonuses too, like I said, that I don't want to give away too much. And we're also doing a giveaway for members. So a lot of cool stuff just to get on the email list and check that stuff out. You can go to thebugoutlocation.net or thebol.net and get on the wait list there and get those emails. Also got a great prepping group. It's our online mag group, mutual assistant group. It's members.survivalsprepper.net, which is, if you're a Bug Out Location member, you get access to that group. But if you don't want to join the Bug Out Location, you can still get access to that group for $2 a month. And Brian and I may do something with that as far as for this show and things like that in the future. Not sure yet, but I've got some ideas to make that, because right now it's a lot of prepping, but I think there's a lot of people that enjoy the interaction of this show. So I want to try to do something with that as well, make it more than just a Rumble show. But do you have anything to add tonight before we get out of here, Brian?
Everybody hit the subscribe button while you're at it. Subscribe to the show, hit the like button, do all that good stuff. It helps us out, gets you notifications, and we'll be back every Sunday. And as we said, go check out Vision Preparedness Show over on YouTube. We had a good talk with him this week.
Yeah. And one thing with Rumble too, to make sure you get notified when we go live on Sundays, you adjust your notifications. I'm not sure how to do it on the app. We've got a video that we did about this, but if you adjust your notifications to get emailed every time we upload a video, you'll get emailed because I schedule this video a few hours in advance. So you'll get an email stating that we're going to be doing a video. So you'll get notified in advance, but you got to turn that on in your notifications for Rumble. So, with that, everyone, appreciate it. Take care and prepare. We'll talk to you all later.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Survival Preppers. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us on YouTube for our weekly live shows. For more information or to connect with Duff and Dale, visit thesurvivalpreppers.com or thebugoutlocation.com for members-only content and prepping courses. See everyone next time.